Love Talk Radio.
Hey, you remember the time you were driving 96 miles an hour past an elementary school? Well, and after being fingerprinted, you met your new best friend, Shank, right there in the holding cell. Good times, right? Well, then they brought you some food because, well, let's face it, Shank was still hungry, and what the hell, you thought it wise to slide the tray over to him, but here's my question. What was on that tray anyway, and just how nutritious was it? Tonight on Eat Me, jail and prison food, the good, the bad, and the ugly. With yours truly, Eli the Cop, Peggy, the Siren of Sarasota, and the Undertaker himself, Ray Hoffman. Join us tonight on the Mancini Media Show, Eat Me. I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Rachelvich.
And I'm Peg Palmer.
And I'm Ray the Undertaker. I'm Ray the Undertaker.
What? I'm telling you, it's got to be the goofiest foursome on blog radio, don't you think?
Yeah.
It makes no sense. None.
Well,
Eli, you were at the state fair.
I was, John. Ray would probably die if he ate everything I ate today. And so Stacy and I both ate so much crap food, we had to come home and take a nap.
What'd you have?
It was delightful. Well, Peggy, I'm glad you asked that question. We started out with, we went in. First thing we got was deep fried Oreos with a chocolate dip, which I proceeded to cover in strawberry syrup. Very tasty. Then we got elephant ear covered in powdered sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we went over and got an Italian sausage on a bun.
Little protein is always good.
And then from there, we got Indiana's signature food, a tenderloin sandwich.
Yeah.
My gosh.
Then we had Wisconsin cheese curds, which were literally melt in your mouth. Then, deep fried, yes. And Stacy got us a dessert cannoli, which covered in powdered sugar. Then I had something I'm going to make at home. We went to a Mexican food truck, and they had corn on a stick, but it was coated in crushed fine like a powder, fiery Doritos.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
And then
we
had the thing I've been wanting to try most. We've talked about it on the show a couple times, the pickle pizza. It was surprisingly good. I will eat it next Thursday when we go again.
Well, at least you get your veggies. At least you get veggies.
And then we closed it out on the way out. You know, lemon shake-ups, John, big deal at the Indiana Fair?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's strawberry shake-ups now. So I closed out with that.
Ooh.
So I figured somewhere those 8 million calories, I'll have to go to the gym a couple extra times in the next few weeks.
That's a passed out from all that food. Wow.
We did.
Did you space it out a little bit?
Peggy?
Did you space the food out so you didn't just fall
over?
Oh, no. From
we just all great.
No. Eli doesn't do it that way.
Yeah, it's kind of like those cows in the barn, you know, they just are out in the field. They just walk around and graze. That's what we did.
Sounds like a great time.
Hey, Eric from Sarasota wants to know if we're all over 400 pounds. No, Eric, I'm a very fit 65-year-old man. Extremely fit. I just like to eat.
I only weigh 185.
Well,
I only weigh
290.
Probably at this point, two arteries, and they're both clogged. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Hey,
I come in at 290.
Alabama wants to eat gel food with Peggy. John, we're both have law backgrounds. I'm pretty confident we don't mix genders in the cells, so
no.
David's not going to get the fish.
I
know,
want
Peggy, you've been out of prison for like 10 years now, haven't you, Peggy?
What did you say? I didn't hear what you said. What about
you've
me?
Been out of prison
She went through a wild period in her life. And, I think it was, 7 to 10, something like that there in Florida. But, I once went back to the women's holding cell in Phoenix. And we hadn't fed them, and yet they were back there eating chicken wings.
Oh, wow.
And you've got to ask yourself, wait a minute, where'd they get chicken wings from? We hadn't fed them. And we certainly weren't going to feed them chicken wings.
And Sheriff Joe wouldn't approve of that, would he? Is that what
no,
Sheriff Joe
he would
is
not there? Have. He would not have approved of that. But chicken wings, yeah. There were a whole bunch of girls eating chicken wings, smoking cigarettes. And you got to hide that stuff really well. But in Phoenix, we give out LADMO bags for food when you come into the jail. And that will be a sandwich of unidentifiable meat. an orange or an apple or whatever fell off a tree close by, and maybe a juice box. That's it. That's what you get. And if you complain about it, they put it all in a blender and serve it to you as a drink. Oh, yeah. Mm. Yum.
I'm sure it's probably similar to what you had there in with Sheriff Joe. A lot of people, they treat the intake different than they do the jail. Like on the intake, you know, where you're just going to be held till you go to the judge, and even if you commit murder, we just release you on your own recognizance here. They generally have like a donut and a coffee or milk on mornings, and then for lunch it's like a sandwich with a slice of bologna and a slice of cheese and a chip. And I don't know what they do for dinner since I've been on day shift my whole life. But then once you're getting to jail, though, they have these federal guidelines for nutrition. I would say the jail food's probably pretty similar to what's served in schools, but in a little bit bigger quantity.
Well,
I mean, it's not made by other prisoners now. It's all brought in.
I ate a meal once with the inmates, and it was not good. No, it was bad food served poorly, most definitely. And Sheriff Joe was not big on federal guidelines. I don't know if you knew that or not.
Didn't he have the inmates in pink jumpsuits in the desert or whatever where it was over 100 degrees? Or is that just...
No.
He didn't.
Yeah. Everybody wore pink underwear. And then they wore the typical black and white striped outfits.
Oh, really?
But they were on a team gang, and 120 We'd go out there and it'd be, oh, and the worst thing would be to be sentenced to the tent city. So now you and about, I don't know, 12 other guys are all in this tent. And it's 120 degrees out, and I don't know, there's not too much indoor plumbing in a tent. So it's not like you've got, you know, a shower or bathroom or anything like that close by. And now, the women had it worse. We had them. Oh, yeah, we put the women on a chain gang, and they'd have to pick up the dirty needles on the street and bury dead babies.
Oh,
seriously.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Well, somebody's got to bury them. Isn't that right, Ray?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, in New York, they have a potter's field.
That's right.
The inmates buried them.
And that's what we do in Phoenix. Absolutely. And we make damn sure that the female inmates have to bury babies and small children. Really?
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, it's a life lesson. Maggie, a life lesson. It things in perspective. Very quickly. People want out of county jails. They want to go to prison.
Absolutely, John.
Because the food is so much better in prison than it is in county. Am I right, Eli?
100,000% correct, John.
That's right. And then you really would like to go, there's pros and cons, but you want to go to federal. Federal serves better food than state.
Well, Fed.
Yeah, they got to follow those guidelines, John.
That's right. They do. Now, by the same token, you're going to serve every day of your sentence federal custody. Brittany Griner, as an example, is going to spend 9 years times 365 days in a Russian prison. I'm pretty sure it's federal over there. But, yeah, you get no break when you're sentenced to federal.
You're going to do a minimum 80% of your time if you go to federal.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to most times serve it all.
Hey, Jessica,
you serve it all.
She said she's got a money-making idea. She's going to walk around that tent prison, John, and she said tell everybody to get their dollar bills ready.
I wonder what they serve in Russian prisons.
Well, before the fall of the wall, I bet it was a lot worse than it is now. Although I got a feeling it's still not.
Oh, no, it's back to the old way. It's back to the old way in Russia now. They're doing their old thing, but it's back. It's Putin is. It's back to the old Russian way. That's why she'll never get out of there. She'll get out of there. If she survives that sentence, it'll be a miracle.
Oh, she will be traded. Just like
that's what the basketball
player.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. But the Russians are looking at it like, if we do that, what does that look like to our people? And, they'll lose a little bit with their people.
Do you think they care about their people, though? Putin doesn't seem to really care much about his people.
No, they don't care. They don't care about anything. You know, she's lucky she's not in China or Korea, North Korea. Forget it.
About
they killed that poor kid. Yeah, they killed that poor kid. He took a little banner, and they killed that poor kid in jail.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah, they killed him. They murdered that poor kid. But and the great United States, they just put this across as and that's it. But then again, on the other foot, don't go to these countries. These countries don't like us. They hate us over there. All them countries hate us. They have no respect for America.
Well, here's a good idea. When you visit foreign countries, don't break their laws, because most of them have Napoleonic justice systems where you're guilty till proven and you are going to get convicted.
You're guilty. There's no proven innocent. You're guilty, especially if you're from America. They'll hang you. You know, that kid, that poor kid, they beat that kid to death. You know, United States ought to be ashamed of themselves that they let that happen. And they're still talking to them.
Have you guys noticed that about 15 after the hour, our train gets derailed, and we no longer talk about food. We talk about, I don't know, naked bowling, Russian prisons.
We're Americans. We have short attention spans. We get a commercial break every 8 minutes.
Hey, it's like we're around the table eating and we're just discussing things.
That's right. Hey, John, we'll get back to your jail food here. Daryl from Youngstown, Ohio, said he was in jail once, said it smelled like a sewer, and he wants to know if you guards believe in air freshener. I didn't think about that, but, you know, a big part of food is the aroma and the ambiance. Sitting in a jail cell with another big, fat, sweaty guy trying to eat, that doesn't sound very appetizing.
So they trade for the ramen noodles. How does that work? What's the ramen thing? I didn't quite get that last
week.
Oh, yeah.
You can make about anything with ramen noodles and jail pit.
Yeah. They'll make anything out of ramen noodles.
It's one of the four basic food groups.
Yeah. And I know someone in the Arizona prison. I run a prison ministry, actually, out here. And I knew people who would make ice cream in their cell, nachos, burritos. They ate high off the hog. They are very creative. And you can make a lot of stuff out of what you get from the store. Yeah. But, speaking of West Virginia, there's a great ad that I've got, Eli, and I'm not sure if you ever heard of it. It's in Charleston, the Dairy Winkle.
No.
Not the Dairy Queen, not the Tinkle Winkle, or whatever, the Dairy Winkle, home of the English dog. And there is coleslaw, of course, on the English dog at the Dairy Winkle. I'll be hot dogs, Eli. I'm gonna have to do a pilgrimage out to West by God and find a Dairy Winkle. You gotta love the name. It's kind of like it just sort of goes with the state.
Which state is it in?
West God, Virginia.
The Dairy Winkle is where? I didn't hear what you said. Was it Charleston?
Charleston, yes. Campbell's Creek Drive in Charleston, West Virginia. The Dairy Winkle. And it's like, how much thought went into coming up with that name? How many meetings did it take?
It's kind of a cheery name, though. You know, it's a happy name.
Once I was on
a trip, and there was, I can't remember where it was, someplace in, like, Kansas or Nebraska or something, And the sign was like a big turkey on it, and it was called the Squat and Gobble. Oh, that's really disgusting. Now, I don't know what committee came up with that.
I wanted at one point in my life to have a drive-in that only served drinks and gas. And it would have been called a pump and suck.
Okay.
With Canadian food, because I like Canadian food. Canadian food's the bomb.
Yeah,
and
I love gravy.
We have a food truck with a picture of the queen on it and the beaver, and it'd be the queen's beaver. That would be the name of the food truck.
Whew. I'll pass.
Okay. I'm just saying, Canadian
just saying.
Food.
I do like Canadian food, though.
They have
yeah.
on, right? French fries and stuff with all kinds of cheese on top.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
Yes, it is wonderful. You can get that actually in a lot of places here in America. We have adopted that genre of food. But the Dairy Winkle, I think that should be our sponsor from this point on.
Yeah.
Eaten, brought to you by the Dairy Winkle.
Hey, guys.
Something your grandparents would call it.
Yeah.
Guys.
Yes?
I have a nice bombshell for you next week.
What?
And I think I think our three listeners are going to love it. I got a sample from the tank of a hot dog wagon in Brooklyn,
and no.
I got a sample of the water. The guy gave me a quart of the water, and I gave it to a friend of mine at the Board of Health, and he's going to have the toxicology report for me next week.
Excellent. That is cool.
So he's going to tell me everything that's in that hot dog wagon water. So, I'll give you the full report in layman's terms. It's going to be interesting.
Well,
I think I'm with Randy to tell
water out of the East River or what?
I don't know, but I'll tell you one thing. I don't think across this fine land of ours, after this report, I don't think anybody's ever going to eat off a hot dog wagon or a hot dog truck, believe me. Because this water had like oil on top of it, and it looked like there was an oil spill in the East River. That's how bad this thing was. The water wasn't too cloudy, but it had like oil. It was like an oil slick on top of it. So we're gonna get a report on the water. It's the They'll test this water, from what I understand. This is what he told me. They'll test it like when a person digs a well in New York, they have to get it tested. And all the components that are in the water will come out in this test. So we'll find out. Next week, I'll have the report.
Eat Me, brought to you by the Dairy Winkle.
I'm going to stick with Randy.
Charleston, West Virginia. Dairy Winkle.
He just had a medium rare T-bone steak with mashed potatoes, extra butter, 4 slices of white bread, and maybe a gallon of Rocky Road ice cream.
Yeah.
Shout out to Randy. Now that sounds much better than the hot dog water. Ugh.
I don't know, Pat.
The Dairy Winkle. Oh, wow. They have a, we have a phone number. We could call them next week, Eli. We could talk to someone at the Dairy Winkle.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I want to know about that menu.
Yeah.
Well, they have their own Facebook page. Look it up, Dairy Winkle. And here's their menu. It is, it's plentiful. There's a lot of hot dogs on this. A lot.
Already.
Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if Ray would. Oh, my God. If you look at their Facebook page.
I am.
It looks like there's a chef. He's wearing a white coat and a tie.
Wow. Classy.
You can get the English dog, the hot dog, the Euro, the corn dog. Huh.
Well, on TripAdvisor gave them five-star rating, so they must be good.
Well, this is a West Virginia treat. Eli will know it. Hot bologna. A hot bologna sandwich.
Oh, you betcha. Hey, they got Reubens too, John.
They do, and I bet those suck. But the pork barbecue has coleslaw on it.
We got a new record.
What?
We got a new four listeners.
Four.
Wow.
Yeah.
So each of our mothers are listening.
302 is what we have, according to Mark.
Yep. 302.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. All you guys who listen to us, that's amazing.
It is.
Maybe,
really?
Maybe we could give them, like, ice cream cones at the Dairy Winkle or something.
Well,
they've
got a goat pepper ham and cheese sandwich.
Well, we can give them a hot dog bag and a hot dog in New York. They'll love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, I got to think about that ghost pepper ham and cheese.
Yeah.
That thing will light you up.
Oh, my God, did you see the picture of the fresh fish sandwich?
Yes, sir.
It's on an 8-inch bun, and it says, and I quote, M-O-E, fish. Mo fish.
Yeah.
The
on an 8-inch bun.
Under the 8-inch bun. Huh.
Yeah, so that fish looks, that's got to be a foot-long piece of fish, John.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea.
Probably,
oh, they claim
the
best Reuben in town. And their hot bologna has a special sauce. Well, sure it does. Sure it does. We're about out of time, aren't we, guys?
Oh, man.
Well, it goes so fast.
I just feel flies when you're having fun.
I know.
Yeah.
You see the milkshake flavors, Eli, at the Dairy Winkle.
I just closed it, John.
Okay, they have hundreds of flavor combinations. Red velvet, pineapple, birthday cake. Anyway, that's going to wrap it up. And we thank everyone for listening. We'll see you next Thursday when Ray has his toxicology report and we tell you just how good hot dogs in New York City are. Stay safe. Eat all you want. And until next Thursday, I'm John Guy.
And I'm Eli Rafelvich.
And I'm Peg Palmer. Thanks for listening.
And I'm Ray the Undertaker.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. See you next week.
See you, guys.